Hey guys, welcome to the Fellowship Greenville Students Podcast. This week, one of our volunteers, Peter Peach, continued our middle school series, Influencer. Peter talked about how we need to have wisdom to become kingdom influencers. We looked at James 1, verses 5 through 8 to see the wise influence from God. Peter challenged us to value wisdom, gain wisdom, and then share that wisdom to influence the lives of those around us. We hope you enjoy this message.
It's good to see everybody. You guys are probably wondering, where's Dallas? Dallas had the flu. Well, no, it actually ended up being strep. He got strep throat, right? Okay, so Dallas ended up with strep throat, so he could not make it. And they worked down their list of everybody to come and sub in for him. None of them were available, and so they called me. So you guys are stuck with me today. Hooray, yeah, thank you. Well, I got one, I'll take it. You guys probably know me as the guy who normally sells you candy. So helping you all to get early onset diabetes. So we're talking about influencers today. So we're going to be talking about kingdom influencers and the power of wisdom. Wisdom. Do you guys know what wisdom is? Anyone? What's wisdom? I see you shaking your head. You want to say? No? Did I put you on the spot? All right. Well, let's look at the definition of wisdom. So I'm going to give you the technical dictionary definition of wisdom. We'll talk about the spiritual definition as well. So wisdom is the quality of having experience, knowledge, and good judgment. Okay? Or also the quality of being wise. Now, when you look at it from a spiritual perspective, and what we talk about in church a lot is talking about godly wisdom. And so really what you find out is that godly wisdom is the practical application of all these spiritual lessons that you're learning, right? So in church, you guys are learning a bunch of spiritual lessons all the time, and this is you being able to go out in the world and implement all that you're learning and live it out. So there's a difference between just knowing something and being able to execute on it, and that is wisdom. It's the proper application of all this information. So let's start out today and look at what as far as spiritual wisdom, this wise influence from the Lord. And first we're going to evaluate how you get it, how you obtain this wisdom from the Lord. So if you look in James chapter 1, verse 5 and 8, this is 5 through 8, this is one of my favorite verses. I actually claimed this a long time ago when I was coming back to the Lord, and I was really trying to understand how to live out my Christianity. And in James 1, 5 through 8, it says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord, and he's a double-minded man, unstable in all of his ways." Now, I find this passage to be incredibly encouraging and exciting. And the first reason is because it's very clearly stated that if you're not sure if you have enough wisdom of what to do, God says, just ask me. Just come to me and ask me. I want to give you wisdom. I will share my wisdom with you. And for the parents in this room, we know how this feels, right? Because a lot of times, when you guys are going through issues, we want to say, hey, come talk to me. Let me share my wisdom with you. I will gladly give you wisdom. I just need you to come ask me. And of course, you know, most kids are like, man, my parents don't know what they're talking about. They don't know anything, right? They don't understand what I'm going through. And we're trying to convey to you, we do understand. And we'll talk more about our impact on you guys in a little bit. So why does God want you to gain from his wisdom? First thing you have to understand, God's truth is the ultimate truth. As you get older, you're going to hear a lot of things out there. But keep in mind that foundationally, God's truth is the ultimate truth. It supersedes anything else. And that's why God wants you to understand it. Now, what do you guys think are the two main ways, or two of the main ways, there's a lot of ways, but two of the main ways that God reveals his wisdom to us? What's one way? Any ideas? How do you learn about God? Do I have a hand? Oh, you guys are holding it up. There you go. The Bible, right? The Bible. So you have to spend time in your Bible and learning your Bible. How many of you in here have actually read all the way through the Bible? A couple of you, a few of you. It's hard. It's a big book, right? It's not something that's easy to read through. And so we're going to get into the second way. So what's another way? Because most of us probably haven't read all the way through our Bible because you guys are still relatively young. You have a lot going on and it takes time. So what's another way that you can understand these precepts, these truths that are in the Bible? What's another way it can get conveyed to you? Exactly. Where you're at right now. Through church, through these people here in church that are sharing their biblical wisdom with you, that they've understood over years and years of having read the Bible. Most of us in here have probably been walking with the Lord for as long as most of you have been alive, and longer than most of you have been alive, right? And so we've had time to absorb a lot of this. And so one way, what we do is try to model God's word for you to help you understand what these spiritual principles are, these spiritual truths. So when you understand that, and this is the way you can absorb it, the other thing you need to understand is that fundamentally, in order for you to receive this wisdom, you have to trust the source of the wisdom. You have to understand the character of God and be willing to trust him. I like to think of it as like the trust of sitting in a chair. How many of you, when you sat in these chairs today, had any hesitation? Were you worried that the chair would break? Hudson, were you nervous? You sat down in the chair confidently because you understood, you had faith in the chair. The chair was going to hold you up. That's the kind of faith you have to have in God. You have to have the kind of faith in knowing, if I sit in the presence of God, I can receive this wisdom just like you would know. If I sat in this chair, it could prop me up. Because if you don't, what he says in James is, you will be tossed to and fro like on the waves of the ocean. I don't know if you've ever been on a boat or if you've ever been seasick, but you get knocked around and you get queasy and you start feeling nauseous. You don't know which way's up, which way's down. You're miserable. And basically, as you get older in life, you're going to hear a lot of different things, a lot of different philosophies on life, a lot of different ideas about how you should live life and what their wisdom is and what human wisdom is and all these things. And what we're trying to do is give you an anchor point to help you understand you don't want to be tossed to and fro by all these different ideas, just pursuing whatever is the newest fad out there. Because fads come and go, but God's truth lasts forever. So how do you absorb and obtain this wisdom? I think when you look at the second half of that passage, is you need to be humble. And not in the second half of that passage. If you go to James 4, let's go to James 4 real quick. In verses 6 through 8. And it says, but he gives more grace. And therefore it says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. So what is this saying? This is basically saying that God embraces the humble. You can think of it like this. Have you ever tried to hug somebody that didn't want to hug you? Right? They're like, don't touch me. And they kind of give you the stiff arm away. They kind of push on you like, oh, don't touch me. Sometimes we're like that with God. And what God is saying is when you have this kind of pride and you're pushing me away, I'm going to have a hard time working with you. Now this pride, what is pride? What are we talking about here? What kind of pride are we talking about? What was that? Anyone? It's not this kind of pride. Like, look, we have a fellow Clemson, right? Not Clemson pride, not Seahawks pride. I'm wearing all my gear because I'm proud. It's not this kind of pride it's talking about, right? The kind of pride that's being talked about here is pride in yourself, this selfish pride, this pride of, I don't need God. I'm smarter than God. I can't learn anything from God, right? And God is saying, hey, look, if you can drop that, because if you're full of pride, my word's going to have a hard time reaching you. And if you drop that and humble yourself and receive my word, I will come and give you this wisdom. I will come and reach you. And the interesting thing in this passage, and this is one of my favorite verses, it says, if you draw near to God, he will draw near to you. And the way I think of it is, if you take your one little tiny small baby step towards God, God takes a big gigantic God step towards you, right? You take your little step, God takes a big step. Because God will come to where you're at, whatever your circumstances. And he will give his wisdom to you. So you have got to view God as your trusted teacher to grow through his word and through the next point, which is having a wise influencer in your life. So let's look at Proverbs, and we're going to talk about, Proverbs talks about the wise influencer of a father. And this is verses 1 through 9. Hear, O sons, a father's instruction, and be attentive, that you may gain insight. For I give you good precepts. Do not forsake my teaching. When I was a son with my father, tender, the only one in the sight of my mother, he taught me and said to me, let your heart hold fast to my words. Keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom, get insight. Do not forget and do not turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her and she will keep you. Love her and she will guard you. The beginning of wisdom is this, get wisdom. And whatever you get insight. And then prize her highly and she will exalt you. She will honor you if you embrace her. She will place on your head a graceful garland and she will bestow on you a beautiful crown. It's a beautiful passage about wisdom. And I really get excited by this passage because I love the fact that you can just kind of see what we're trying to convey in our community of faith and how this whole thing works, right? You have a father who is talking to his son, and he's basically telling his son, I want to share my wisdom with you. I want you to experience this wisdom. And this wisdom is the wisdom I received from my father. So my father gave me this wisdom. I want to pass it on to you. And that ideally is what we all want. As parents, we all want our children to be better than us, to have it better than us, to be wiser than us. And so we're trying to convey this to help smooth the way for you as you grow. And so what is some of the characteristics of wisdom that you need to focus on? Is one, wisdom should be sought out. You should try to understand better. It should be looked for. It should be treasured and valued because it's precious and important. And it will be enriching and rewarding for anyone who obtains it. This is something that when you gain wisdom, it benefits you. And it will benefit the generations that come after you, right? The other thing the father is doing is he is modeling out wise living. The father isn't just talking about it. He's living it out. He's passing on this godly wisdom that was modeled for him by his father, and he's modeling it for his son. Now, today we have a psychology term for this. This is called social learning. So this social learning theory, they did all these studies. This always cracks me up, right? They do these big studies, and these scientists do all these things, and they discover, oh, this is what the Bible's talking about, right? So we had this in the Bible talking about this for thousands of years. We have all these scientists that came out and said, hey, we discovered this amazing thing called social learning theory, not acknowledging that this wisdom's already come from God, right? It's my favorite. So anyways, they've proved the Bible, and what they found is what? What you do is far more important than what you say. What you model out, how you live out your life is far more important than whatever words you have to pass on to people. And sometimes we get in the habit of telling people what they need to do and what they don't need to do, and we don't apply it to ourselves. And I'll give you a good example. This is New Year's time, and there's a lot of dieting that goes on. You guys are young, so you don't have to worry about dieting, right? Because you guys can eat candy every day at the candy shelf, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't impact you. I eat a candy bar. I gain like 4 pounds, and it's stuck on me forever, and I'm miserable. But when you get older someday, you may have to diet. And sometimes you'll do all these crazy diets, and a lot of times what happens is people are very willing to share what you need to be doing to diet. Like, they'll share what they think is the best diet, but they don't do it themselves. So I'll give you an example. My brother became vegan for a few years. And when you're vegan, that's a super strict diet. You can't eat anything. There's no dairy, no meat, no nothing, just vegetables, which, is awful. So he goes vegan. And I come over to his house one day, and I walk in, and guess what I discover on his counter? Yo quiero Taco Bell. He's got this big Taco Bell bag. He's got two of them. And I held it up and I said, what is this? You lied to me. You've been saying you've been vegan. And he's like, oh, I don't know how that happened. That Taco Bell. And I was like, see, you're trying to say that this diet is so great and you're not even living it out yourself. You've been telling me I need to do your crazy diet, and you can't even do your crazy diet. And so guess what? I never did his diet. Why? Because despite his words, his actions said, you can't do this diet. It's super hard to do. So as we interact with each other, especially as parents with our kids, we say, you need to live this way, you need to do this thing, and then we do something totally different, right? And that's what we need to not do to convey that onto you. And we'll talk about how you can convey that onto your peers around you. Now, some of you may be sitting out there saying, I don't have a model. I don't have a parent full of wisdom that's trying to share things with me. I don't have someone in my life that's a good model for me. I don't know what everyone's circumstance is. So what I would encourage you to do is find people in this church or in your community or in this church community that you can model, that you can follow, that you see them living out a godly example. I'm constantly amazed by just seeing the heart of people here for the Lord and wanting to impart that to you as young people, because we recognize how important it is to just be able to infuse our experience into you. So if you don't have that in your life at home, find it here at church. Ask for someone to be your mentor. Reach out to someone. Open your heart to them and seek wisdom through them and let them open their heart to you to convey to you this idea of growing so that we can share this wisdom influence together. I'll give you another example of this. I wanted my kids to play the piano. I never learned to play the piano. I always wanted to play the piano. I took lessons for a little bit, but I was a rebellious child, so I did not really want to take my lessons, so I just pitched a fit until I didn't have to do anymore. So I am making my kids play the piano. Now, here's the interesting thing. I'm not equipped to teach my kids. I don't know how to teach them how to play the piano. I can't even play chopsticks. It's horrible, right? It would just sound like a mess. So what did I do? I found them a piano teacher. I found them someone who had the wisdom, the skill set to understand piano, that could share that with them. And that's all we're talking about. If you don't have someone at home that can teach you, then find someone with the skill set and ability to be able to encourage you and teach you. And you've got all these small group leaders here readily available to you that are ready to impart their wisdom to you and share with you. Okay, so that leads us to the next point. How do you apply this? How do you become a wise influencer yourself? Now, this is an interesting thing. Going back to our definition of wisdom, what was our definition of wisdom? The quality of having experience, knowledge, and good judgment. Is there an age limit in that? No, there's not. There's not an age limit. Now, experience, as you have more experience with something, that's going to make a difference, but it doesn't mean you have to be a certain age, right? Now, I'll give you an example. Fortnite. I know last time I brought up Fortnite. Some people don't like Fortnite anymore. Yeah, see, okay. All right, I understand. The Fortnite anger, the Fortnite pushback. So my son Jackson's here. He played Fortnite. And so I'm one of those guys where I've played video games growing up. So I see Jackson playing Fortnite, and I'm like, hey, why don't you give me that controller? Let your dad show you how to do Fortnite. And Jackson's like, Dad, this is a little different. This is probably not the way, you know, you're used to playing. I'm like, I played like Call of Duty, Halo, those games. Just let me handle it. Let Dad do it. So I take the controller, and I'm prancing around, and I'm running full tilt. And then I look up on the screen, and there's like this weird light fountain, and all the guns are like floating off. And I'm like, what just happened? And Jackson's like, you just got shot. You're done. I was like, well, that's weird. He goes, so let me explain to you. I was like, Dad's got it. Let me just do this again. Let me get in my rhythm. So I start going, I'm running around, I'm charging around, and then boom, light fountain, guns everywhere. I was like, this game's horrible. I don't understand. He's like, Dad, there's like building, you gotta build these towers. There are all these different. I was like, what? I can't do this. I don't know what this is. My hands don't move fast enough. I hate this game. Why are you playing this awful, awful game? You know, he's like, oh, I won, blah, blah, blah. So whatever. But the point is, Jackson was trying to impart his wisdom to me, right? And what did I exemplify? I had pride. And I said, Jackson, I don't need your wisdom. You're just a kid. I'm an adult. I've played video games. I am so full of myself. And what happened? I couldn't receive his wisdom. I wasn't open to his wisdom. So his wisdom fell flat with me, and then I kept losing at the game. I had a miserable experience. And once I started listening to things I'm supposed to do, it went a little bit better. I'm still horrible at it. I don't ever play it, right? But it taught me a valuable lesson, and it made me realize, look, it doesn't matter how old you are. You might have more experience in something that you can convey to others. And that might be people at your school, people around here, people at home. Don't be afraid to try and share your wisdom that you're learning with others, right? So we encourage you to seek out the wisdom of these people in here that are older than you so that you can take that wisdom and then impart that to other people around you. You know, I always like to think of a spiritual walk kind of like being a human sprinkler, right? If you think of yourself like a sprinkler and you think of the things you're learning about God as the hose, right? So you get this hose that's plugged into the wall, you got water flowing through, and you're just this little old sprinkler, and it doesn't seem like a big deal. But then, as the sprinkler, the water comes through you, and it just starts spraying everywhere. Whatever type of sprinkler, you know, it might be this kind of sprinkler or whatever kind of sprinkler, right? The water is spraying everywhere, and that's what God wants you to be. He wants you to be a spiritual sprinkler so that when you're plugged into God and you're getting all this information, all this stuff is flowing through you, and what do? Everyone around you gets sprayed with the sprinkler of God's wisdom, right? You're just sharing with others the things that you're learning in here because not everybody has the opportunity to be in a cool place like this and to learn about God in this capacity. So what do you have to do? You have to have the courage to share what you're learning. And that's hard. That can be hard. But have the courage to share these things that you're learning, share them with others, and freely share it with anyone, just like God has freely shared his wisdom with you. Now, the only request I have of you is that you make sure that the experience, knowledge, and good judgment that you are imparting to others is founded in God's wise influence on you. Don't just put off your own thoughts and convey them that they're like from God, right? Just take these godly influences and make sure you're accurately trying to transfer that to others. So let me summarize in this, and then you guys can be dismissed to your small groups, and I hope this was edifying for you. Just three things to take away from this. One, I want you to value wisdom, to desire it, to find it as precious, to hold it dear to you. Then try to gain as much of it here as you can. Look, we're only here with you for maybe an hour a week. So get as much as you can. Be a sponge. Find godly wisdom wherever you can find it, at home, here. Just get as much as you can because you're in a precious time where you can grow exponentially at the age that you're at. And then lastly, share this wisdom. Share this wisdom. People need to know about Jesus. And you don't have to go out there and be like some kind of evangelist. I'm not saying that. But when people ask you, hey, what's different about you? What's special about you? Maybe take a moment to share the fact that part of what makes you so special is the fact you have Jesus in your heart. You know, the greatest thing you can do going forward is to understand a testimony about what God has done in your life and how you can share that with others. That's all you need to do, is share with people the difference that Jesus makes for you and what it can do for them. All right, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise you and thank you so much for being a great and wonderful and awesome God. We just pray that you would be with us in this time, and we just pray that you would help these kids to seek your wisdom and to understand it and to grow in it. And I just pray that you'll help them in their small groups to have these discussions together and just to continue and to uplift each other. And I'm so encouraged when I see their attentiveness and just the desire to know you better. And we just ask for your wisdom every day. We just thank you most of all for our salvation through Jesus. In his name we pray, amen.